Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Journal Entries. I want to kick this episode off with the winners of the Beyond Mom Mode series. Thank you so much for tuning in last week, if you did. I had so much fun bringing those episodes to you and really getting creative with the topics that I know that you guys needed, because again, you told me that that was exactly what you were struggling with as mom. So anyways, I hope that you got a lot of value out of it. If you participated in the homework and also got the 5 points bonus for rating and reviewing my podcast, then you were at the top of the list for the winnings of the $500 coaching credits of working with me in 2025. And the two winners are Hannah Levine and Stacia Harvey. Congratulations, you moms each won $500 of working with me, and that can go towards any of the programs. You can use it on the pre-sale items or any offer before July 2025. For those of you that didn't win, you can still take advantage of the pre-sale items through this Friday, December 13th. There are actually three of them. The first is Exclusively Empowered. That's my private coaching. It's my favorite, most sacred, intimate setting. And this is for the woman who basically feels stuck. You are stuck in your career, you're stuck in your marriage or relationship, or you're stuck in motherhood, just feeling lost almost. If this is you, together we will talk and journal through your big emotions that you're probably having, or maybe you're not having them yet because you almost feel numb, and we're going to get you clarity and direction. But from there, I will support you through the next steps, through that next phase of getting what you want and feeling how you want. This next phase is going to require you to step outside your comfort zone. This is where you kind of like become that new version of yourself. And this is where the world responds to how you show up, and it's so easy to go back to how you were. And this is where it's so helpful to have a coach. And I'll be there to help you see that fresh perspective, remind you who it is that you want to be, support you with that discomfort, and help you stay aligned to that version of you. Stand up for yourself and trust yourself. So that's the first offer. Next is the self-sabotage detox. This is for the woman who finds herself procrastinating, overthinking, sabotaging herself, and you're well aware of this. You're likely super aware that you're doing this to yourself and you can't stop, but you are looking for a solution so that you can finally like start the projects that you want to start, but without burning out and without overthinking it. You just want to start. You want to make progress in a lot of areas of your life and feel like you're making headway, like you're like leaving breadcrumbs, as one of my clients once put it, instead of feeling like you're starting over each day, kind of like Groundhog's Day. You want more confidence, you want peace, you want deeper connections with others, and ultimately to feel better about yourself, like a relationship with yourself. And last but not least, I am offering a free saboteur coaching call. So if you want to talk about how you are sabotaging yourself in your day-to-day life, feel free to set up a call with me. This is for new clients. And on this call, we will talk about how you're sabotaging yourself, and I'll actually coach you through what to do to start to work through it. If you're interested in any of these, I'll add the link in my show notes so that you can look at all of the three offers on one page, and you can click in, look at the pricing, other information, and go from there. Okay, so today I want to talk about overstimulation. I was going to talk about this topic, but I almost feel like the universe knew that I wanted to talk about this and made today happen. So last night, in the middle of the night, my son woke up and he called me into his bedroom and he said that he was sweaty, and I felt him and he was burning hot with a fever. And in my head, I was like, you know what? It's not that bad. It was only like a 99.9 fever, even though he felt really, really hot. I think his daycare cutoff is like 101. degrees or something. And so since it wasn't at the cutoff, I was like, I'm going to send him because I only have 3 days left of daycare before he's off for 4.5 weeks on Christmas break. And so I was like, I'm still going to send him. He's probably going to be sent home. Sorry, daycare teachers, if you're listening. But I need this time to myself to work and to get things done and to pick up my house and to do all the things. So I'm going to send him. But then he wakes up and, you know, he still has his fever. And I ultimately am like, okay, as a mom, I cannot do this. I can't send him. So 3 days left of daycare before 4.5 weeks off, and my son Griffin needs a sick day. I love truly that I have the flexibility to keep him home. Like, it was an easy decision for me to be like, all right, nope, I'm going to keep him home and I will be the one to just stay back. However, I lack the ability to function as a mom and a business owner at the same time. I feel like I'm my best self for myself and others when I can focus on different roles separately, like different roles at different times. All of my saboteurs, the way that I self-sabotage, they come out to play when I try to multitask. I used to be good at this. I remember in my corporate job, I was so good at multitasking. I could like be doing something on my computer and then have a friend come up and talk to me and jot some notes down on the side. I could do it all, I felt like. And I don't know when it was that it stopped, but I can't do it anymore. And when I try to multitask, whether it all be work stuff or work and mom stuff especially, it's like I shut down. What I mean by this, and if you're, this is the first time you're hearing the word saboteur, is the way that we sabotage. And there's 10 different ways specifically, but just a few quick examples. The people pleaser, that's my top one. The way that this happens for me when I have to be mom and business owner on the same day is I say yes to things that I don't want to say yes to my son, because I hope that playing with him, if that's what he wants to do, will mean that he'll play independently next. But then it doesn't. So I keep saying yes and yes and yes, just hoping that that will be next. Or the avoider kicks in, where I'm tempted to cancel all of my meetings and work for the day. I get so overwhelmed of all of the roles that I'm just like, cancel it all. Or my hyperachiever, even though I want to cancel it all, I also feel like if I'm not working, I should then pick up the entire house because there's toys everywhere. I also have the victim mindset. I feel sorry for myself that I am in this situation. And like someone with a co-parent or a supportive spouse would have it easier. I also overthink. I get stuck in my feelings. I become a perfectionist, literally all of the things. And in a nutshell, it feels like I have so much to do, but I'm not getting it done. I have no help, but at the same time, I realize that I'm not asking for it. I feel like I should be achieving more, but I'm not celebrating the successes that I'm having along the way either. It feels like I'm just stuck. I feel overstimulated, short-fused, and like I'm judging myself for it. It's awful. Luckily, I know what it feels like to not feel this way. And most of my days are like that. These are few and far between. But I know moms who are listening right now and nodding their heads because they feel this way every day. And it makes sense. When you are busy and have a lot on your plate, which if you're a mom, and even if you're not, but if you are, that is you. You are busy. You have a ton on your plate. And that's a ton meaning like actual things that you have to do, but also responsibilities and emotional needs and so much. And it's easy to feel overstimulated. And that overstimulation is different for everybody. It might for you be coming home and just needing to do all of the things and then seeing the mess on the floor or having more responsibilities to do or getting a text from somebody and that triggers something for you. Overstimulation can come from so many different areas. And when we feel overstimulated, it's so easy to stay in mom mode. It's easy to get stuck there. And then the longer we stay there, we lose our sense of purpose. We lose our sense of self even. And then we start to feel bad about ourselves and sometimes even our lives. I asked moms who were tuning in to Beyond Mom Mode last week, I was asking them about how their life would change if they got out of their own way and they stopped self-sabotaging. And 85% of the women who answered said, I would feel better about myself. And I thought that was so surprising. I thought that they would say, I would be able to accomplish more, which they also said. But I, for some reason, was just so surprised to say that their one of their top things was the connection with themselves. However, they're spot on, because when you stop self-sabotaging, you feel better. You feel inspired. You feel motivated. You then take action. You feel calmer. You feel more patient. So here's how I've been able to have moments where I don't feel this overstimulation at all. The main thing is that I pursue something for myself. And there's a few things. For me, it's my business. My business lights me up. And I know that it's my work, so I don't know if that technically counts, but I love it. And it just feels like it's something that I can pour a lot of creativity into. And it also makes me feel fulfilled in that I get to serve and help people through this. The other thing that I love doing lately is making bread. I actually just made bread yesterday. So I love doing that. That's like a little passion project. So maybe for you, it's writing a blog or running or writing a book or learning a new hobby. When you have something for yourself and have the time allocated towards it, you can then manage your stressors better. The things that usually get you overstimulated better, because you're coming from a more regulated place. You're getting your needs met. Oftentimes, it's more than just baking the bread or writing the blog. Pursuing something for yourself also requires you to potentially have a conversation with your partner about them helping out more, which might feel difficult for you to have. I know it would have for me back in the day. Or it might require you to face the emotion of you leaving your kid for a certain number of hours, or realizing something deep down that you know has been there for a while, but it's been too scary for you to face, so you just keep ignoring it. That's a lot of what I work with my clients on, especially one-on-one and exclusively empowered. However, when you have something for yourself, you're getting your needs met and not as overstimulated in general. And when that's the case, your parenting and relationships actually improve. A study in Maternal and Child Health Journal found that mothers who regularly engaged in self-directed activities, meaning something for you that you do, reported 45% reduction in overwhelm, better sleep quality, and improved emotional presence with children. I did a workshop a couple months ago now, I think, on getting off autopilot. And the main thing that I wanted to get across is that the reason that you are on autopilot is because of self-sabotage. It's not your busy schedule. It's because of these self-sabotaging patterns that have been ingrained in you since you were like 7 years old. Self-sabotage makes you impatient. It makes you on edge. It makes you short-fused. It makes you that much easier to be overstimulated. And so when you can learn how you self-sabotage and then how to disrupt that in real time, again, you're able to feel more patient and present and happier and inspired and more motivated and actually go after what it is that you want and feel how it is that you want to feel. With all of this being said, even when you do have something for yourself, I've got my business in baking bread, and your needs are being met. I feel like my needs are being met. There are still days where your master plan goes down the drain, like your kid gets sick and they need to stay home. I like to remind people that it's not about never feeling anxiety ever again or never self-sabotaging ever again. It's just about becoming aware of your emotions and aware of your self-sabotaging behaviors and then knowing what to do about it. This is when you turn into your inner toolbox. I keep seeing posts on Instagram lately about what nervous system regulation is and what it's not. And what it's not is always being calm, always in this like neutral state. What nervous system regulation is having your nervous system spike, feeling that anxiety, feeling upset, feeling thrown for one reason or another, and being able to cope with it and come back down to a regulated emotional state. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. So I want to share with you how I've been doing that today. First, I journaled through what I thought was going to be my biggest stressor and also what I could control so that I could release the rest of it. I lowered my expectations of myself and actually wrote out in my journal as well what I wanted to accomplish today and what I was going to release so that I was only doing the most important tasks. I also asked for help. In fact, as I'm recording this, my aunt is over here watching Griffin. I committed to catching and disrupting my saboteurs when my body feels them. I'm at the point where I know when I'm people pleasing. I know when I'm procrastinating. I know when these things are kicking in. And so when they pop in, I know exactly what to do to literally snap my fingers and in 10 seconds move on from that. I've mastered this on a regular day. And on days like today, it's when I struggle. So it was a really great time for me to be a student again and really practice this. And last but not least, I've celebrated what I do accomplish throughout the day. And at the very end of the day, I will do my accomplishment list where I literally write down everything that I accomplish. The big things like recording this podcast episode, but also the small things like the fact that I ate lunch today. All of this and way more is what I teach inside the Self-Sabotage Detox. If this sounds like something that you need, it is at the lowest price now on pre-sale through December 13th. Friday is the last day that you can get it on pre-sale. What that means is that it's the lowest price. Not only that, but it's on an extended payment plan. You get a bonus one-on-one call with me that you can have at any point during the detox, and you get immediate early access to my journaling community, Emotionally Empowered. You get that right away. In there, I have journal prompt flows, and we have journaling workshops and a community, and it's really amazing. So again, check out the link in the show notes if you're interested in that or working one-on-one with me. If any of this resonated and you have the slightest urge to work with me, please reach out. I would love to share more about what we would do together based on your situation so that you can make your decision from a place of full certainty rather than just assuming or wondering what if. I just love chatting with you guys in my DM. So you can message me on Instagram at samantha.s.says or email me at hello@samantha-says.com. I'd also be super, super grateful if you shared this episode on social media and tagged me. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.